believe that, believe it not, shall be damned. Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
When it was yet dark, to the support, and seeing its stone taken away from the support, then she ran it, and coming to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, said unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of his fortune, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, number three said, and that other disciple and came to his fortune. Four, so they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to his fortune. And he stooping down and looking in saw the clothes lying, yet when he not in. Then comes Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre and seen the linen clothes lie. As Diane was talking about this morning, all in my sermon, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place at sea. Drop down to verse 11. But Mary, verse 11 says, stood without at the sepulchre, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked in the sepulchre, and seeth the two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had laid. 13 says, and they said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, because they have taken away the Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. 15 says, Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Good God Almighty, that's some bad anything.
Yes, Lord.
But it's proper. That's King James Version. She, supposing him to be the governor, said to him, sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary, and she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said, touch not me, for I'm not ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I am ascended unto my Father and your Father and God and your God. That's what you may be saying. I didn't mean to read all the verses, but I had to read them because I wanted you to know that, because some of you weren't going to be there. Amen. I know this. But you need to know about this. The first day of the week, Sunday morning. That's what I'm going to be talking about. Sunday morning. A Sunday morning is different than any morning of the week.
Yeah.
Now I know the Sabbath day is the last day of the week. But Sunday morning is the first day of the week.
Yeah.
And so many people on Sunday mornings, they do not even want to work on that day. I'm talking about myself. I don't work on no Sunday.
Yeah.
I can remember when Michael C. Charles Jackson, pastor of Pleasant Green Baptist Church, for about five times he asked me, maybe more than that, do you want to work at the paper mill? Now I'm talking about me. Even his boss had called me several times. And the first thing I said was, do we have to work on Sunday morning? He said, every other Sunday, now don't take this the wrong way. He said, Diane, every other Sunday morning, you're going to have to come to the Arizona International paper mill to work. I said, well, every Sunday morning, I'm going to the church house, and I can't come to the International paper mill to your job. I got to go to the church. And so with that being said, I'm trying to say something. on Sunday morning, that should be designated time for you to go and get filled up so you can deal with that devil. There's so many people at work on Sunday morning. You see, when you get a job, you need to be straight and say, look, boss, or whoever the manager, whatever, you know how the manager, they come and say, now you got to open your field up and say, no. See, one thing about God, if God know you for real, he going to be real with you. He either going to show that old boss favor or he's going to move you from that job and give you a job that you can. Amen. Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. See, Sunday morning is where you go and give God the glory for what he have done for you on Monday morning through Saturday morning. Can I get with it? When he done blessed you to go to work. When he done blessed you to go to work, not only work, but to eat everything you want to do. And then you come into New Jerusalem or wherever you're going to church at, and you give back to God. Amen. You know what he said? Uh-huh. Give it your best service. Yes, right. And he'll understand me. Time back. I'm giving my best service. Because I know one of these old days.
What you saw?
Mary Magdalene here was a woman of the streets. Okay? And that's the kind of people Jesus hung around. He did not hang around those so-called people that was so righteous.
Come on now.
That died in every eye and crossed every T.
Come on.
He did not hang around those people that thought they were so much educated that they, you know, they were better than other folks.
That's right.
Jesus hung around the crackheads. Jesus hung around the dopeheads. Jesus hung around the alcoholics. Jesus hung around the gays and the lesbians and all these other folks that they didn't want to be.
That's right. Yes, he did.
Look in the text. If you go to the 8th chapter of the book of Luke, you will find Jesus casted out 7 devils out of that woman named Mary Magdalene.
All right.
She was terrible, like you and I. And you need to thank God on this Easter Sunday morning. Thank God that he saved you from a pit called burning hell. And not only did he save you, but he even blessed you. You got a roof over your head. You got a little food in your ice box. You got some sense now that you don't know. You don't need to drink like you used to drink. You may still drink, but you ain't drinking that alcohol like you used to drink it. You ain't going to places where you used to go. You're going to new places. Thank him. Because if it had not been for the Lord, I'd still be where I'm at. I'd still be out there in the streets. I'd still be looking like a ghost. I still looking like my pocket's meeting in the back. I don't know that I'm talking to somebody here. I know that the Lord saved me. And not only did he save me, he helped. My mom used to always wish she would, you know, coming up, them young children don't remember my mom. I'm just getting young. I call it glimpse of it, but my mama used to always say, oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Help me on my. And sooner or later, whatever them old folks was asking, Miss Amy, they got it. And they couldn't read their name in box color letters. They put an H down there. When they go to Tony's store, when they go to Drew Bond's store, I don't know if y'all know about that, Paul Drew's store, Paul Drew, our cousin, and God bless his soul, and we be going to mama say, go give me some hog-head cheese, some bologna, and mayonnaise. And, you know, that was about $3. That was a lot of money back then. And he'll charge us extra. You know, people that, you know, think they got a little more than you, they want to put their foot on your neck. Y'all don't know about like that. You know about that? That they got more than you. I remember when we was on Warsaw Street, we had this come here, and they had the 6 cubes. I don't know if y'all know them. They had a brick house. We stayed across the street in the wooden house. You could see straight through the house. The front room, the middle room, and the kitchen, and the outhouse. And home would be in the front room asking you out. Sound like big old bulls coming down.
Don't let them get in the home.
Don't let them go, no. That sound like the house came down. And a storm be about to come. They had to wash material down the street. Ms. Eyes. No, I know what I'm talking about. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm telling you how good God is. Somebody don't know how good God is. And when the storm Diane began to rage, Mama began to cuss us out and go to spit that back on us. And we sit down. And they closed the mirrors up. And the old house was green. It was lean to this Sister Carly. The roof really came off of them.
Come on, real.
The windows really got knocked out. All this kind of stuff, New Jerusalem, are being happened to them old new houses. But them old houses. Mama said, precious Lord, take my hand. Cause see, we don't even have nothing in the icebox but some water and some mayonnaise and some bread. Back then, wholesome bread and bunny bread was the kicker.
Sure. That's right. Yeah.
We ain't had no meat to go on the bread. You just had mayonnaise bread. You get them children at the mouth, man, them children be wanting to come out and shoot you with their crazy to say. I wish they come shoot me, shoot at me. And then we put a little butt on it, Sister Carly, Sister Carly. We put a little butt on it. We gon' look, and you better not tell me no. Well, we ain't gonna eat that. You know what Grandma said? Well, that's all you gonna get. That's all you gonna get. Get on out of here. Oh, God, we want some pizza and we want some Chick-fil-A. What that is? Chick-fil-A. They don't even know what that is. They know what some certain bread is, or some cornbread and milk is. But all that other stuff, they don't know about. That's all you gonna do. I hear my son, I love him, never came over there. He was like, Dad, I don't want that. I said, boy, I remember the time I tell my mama that I'd be over there in garden memory. She said, what you say? Folks in the play, they beat you to death. On Easter Sunday morning, we get two eggs.
Not get no more.
That's it. You may not. You better not get it. Y'all young folks, y'all got it made. Y'all got it made in the shade. Lord have mercy. I don't know why I got on here, Reverend Carter. But God is good. Man, we come up pouring streets.
Yes, Lord.
We could put it on a ham sandwich. Yeah. We can pay that on a ham sandwich. But look at us now. We fat, my belly fat, your belly fat too. Yeah, amen. I'm gonna melt a little bit. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you the goodness of the Lord. He'll give you good stuff. It might not be new stuff, but he'll give you some good stuff. And he'll bless you with some food. Yes, he will. Just try to show him that you love him and take a little time out with him and say, Lord, I thank you for the meal. It may not be what I want, but I thank you for some ground meat and corn and rice. I thank you for some wheat and bread. I thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Sardines and rice.
Yes,
we ain't get so much. People talking about it. Everybody there, I don't want to hear that anymore. We ain't got so much to look. I thought looking like Simon's advice. sardines and rice, all those kind of stuff. That's all we had to eat, man. But we made it because God was with us, and God is still with you today. You just can't see the forest for the tree because you're bringing behind the church every Sunday, whether it's raining or whatever, and say, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In the text. In the text.
That's right.
Mary Magdalene. Early that morning. I mean, real early that morning. See, when God has done something for you, you can't help but to praise the Lord. The old folks say, I can't hold my peace. Because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, standing with me when I was going through hell and high water, when I couldn't see my way, when I was almost about to lose my mind, God stepped in and helped me along my way. You gonna sit down there and tell me God ain't good? Man, get out of my way. I don't need you to praise him. I'm gonna praise him all by myself. Because he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue be in my mouth.
Yeah.
My soul. Not your soul, but my soul is anchored in the Lord.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that I found King Jesus. I was sick in sin in 1990. I was sick and going straight to hell, but God stepped in my midst.
Yeah.
And told me.
Yes, Lord.
He didn't tell me to be a deacon either.
Yeah.
He said, I want you to preach my word. I said, you don't want me, Lord. I gotta go sell my crack. Everybody don't know my crack? You go ahead, yeah, you know. Tell me about this smoke. The truth will set you free, but it also will get you healed too, because people get mad with you when you're meddling in their own business. I'm not meddling nobody. I'm just up there telling you about the goodness of the Lord and where he has brought all of us.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Brought us all from a mighty long way. And you need to say, thank you, Lord, on this evening. I could have been dead. That could have been me out there on Broadway and got banned over by another car. The old drunk driver hit the girl car and kept on moving. Now you know that ain't nothing but the devil, but God is good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
I could have been in a psychic war, smoking all of the weed and stuff. But he regulated my mind. He regulated my heart. I could be over there and I see you fighting for my life as just like somebody else, but because of the grace and mercy.
Thank you.
She was standing there because Jesus had done something for her.
Yeah.
She was full of them demons. Like some of us were. Like, I'm gonna use me like me, I was. Me. Running from New Orleans to Atlanta, back to Chicago, everywhere else, but full of that old weed. But I had a praying mama, and I had a praying grandmama, and I want to thank
them. Thank you.
Do you hear about your ancestors' prayers? Do you know that? Prayer will move a mountain out your way. Prayer will bring that lawful child back home. Prayer will make that sister brother back. Prayer will move everything that she... Now he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in
the
house. Thou prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemy. God will make the enemy write you a check, and you don't know why they write. God will put a door where there ain't no door. God will move some things out of your way. All you got to do is get in the presence of him and say, here I am, Lord. Mary Magdalene was standing at the grave. See, when God has done something for you, you feel guilty, you want to give him something back. But he don't want nothing from your poor behind but to give him some praise. That's it. And I don't care who you are, you just poor, because ain't nothing within you, I got nothing. You think you got something, close your eyes and see what you have. Nothing for nothing leaves nothing. The Bible says it this way, you brought nothing into this world, and go read 1 Timothy 16, and suddenly you ain't going to take it.
That's right.
That was your name. Go read 1 Timothy chapter 6. He'll tell you what you're going to do. Amen. Naked you came in, we just put your clothes on and make you look good. But we came in this world naked. And then the doctor hit you on your little behind.
My Lord.
Here go Mary Magdalene, Miss Amy. Early that morning.
Ooh,
yes.
And see, when you're in God, you don't know what to expect. She was expecting that the stone be still rolled up against whatever it had. But when she looked, she got all nervous then. And I don't know if she took a nerve pill with her, whatever, you know, Vicodin, whatever they kind of, but she was nervous then. And she said, now, wait a minute. I just saw them people like that and said, put that stone there. But now you mean to tell me it's the move from there to over there? Yeah. Something wrong with this picture here.
Yes, Lord.
I could see Mary saying to herself, now, the first thing come to her mind was negative, like us. You know, when we get in situations, just like me yesterday, negative start hitting you. You know, the old devil know how to mess with your mind.
Oh, yes.
Y'all remember the ghetto boy? I got my mind on my trigger. Y'all know that, y'all. My mind's playing tricks on me. Ghetto boy, trick or treat. Rock needs me in for black.
Come on, y'all know.
Y'all know what South Park is, don't you? Yeah, y'all know what it's at. Fifth Ward, Third Ward, y'all know it. Ninth Ward, no, I don't know all that crazy over there. She was at the grave early that morning. I'm gonna let y'all go. And all I'm trying to do is lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Because he's been good to me. He saved my soul. He has washed me in the blood of the Lamb. And he using me to take time out for those that don't want to be bothered with those that don't want to be bothered with their own self. I know how to sit and talk with them, and I can give more than a dollar now because God has stepped in my finance a little bit, and God has gave me some nickels, so I got to give him back some more nickels. And I want to tell him, thank you this morning for saving my soul. Thank you this morning for waking me up this morning. Thank you this morning for setting my feet on side. Thank you this morning for putting your word in my mind. Thank you this morning for who you are and make me out of what I am. As I look in the text, the Bible says, now watch this. It's in your text if you saw, if you look at it. I just read the text. Round about the 11th and 12th verse, Matthew, Mark, Luke, they picture it as Jesus had been gone away. But John writes a little different from those other three writers. Now I'm going to twist you now. The Bible said Matthew, Mark, and Luke, it says, why you seek the living amongst the dead? He is not here, he has risen. Okay, but let's go to John, what we just read, and drop down to around about the 12th, 13th verse. The Bible said she began, Mary Magdalene, to peep in there to tomb, and she saw two. Are you with me now?
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is, Mark, Luke, and Matthew, they I ain't say they left out nothing, but their gospel is a little different from John's gospel. Because the Bible said when Jesus was in hell, he came back up from here. He said, I got to beat that woman Mary to the tomb to let her know that who I am. So he knew that she was going to come at that time of the morning to see about him. So he beat her there. Y'all not there. All I'm trying to say, you think God don't know what you're going through. Let me tell you something, baby. God is our own time God. He may not come when you want him to come. He might delay a little bit. That's why Isaiah 40 said, but they that wait upon the Lord. He knew that she was going to come. And so he had to be there before her. And the Bible said, look in your Bible, look at me. The Bible said there were two men, one at the head, one at the feet. because it's a different gospel from Matthew, Mark, and John. Are you getting it? So John said, he ain't gone nowhere yet. He's still right there in the tomb. He just moved the tomb out the way so you could come in there and see that I am that I am. Because you remember a few days ago when your brother got sick and you told me, and your sister said, Lord, if you'd have been.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget, Jesus don't forget nothing.
Nothing.
He don't forget nothing. Don't you forget that he forgot what you done last night? Right. Don't you forget what you done a year ago that he forgot about? No. All you got to do is say, Lord, you remember me. And Lord, remember the sins I have done. And I will confess them to you because I can't remember them what I've done. But you will write it down in the book of life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
So the Bible said then the book's going to be open.
Yeah.
And went from books to book.
Yes, sir.
Go read Revelation chapter 20. It changed that. It went from books to book. It went from plural to singular. That's easy, Jane. The Bible says, go back to the text. As Mary began to look in, and she had a conversation with those two men. And they say, why you seek to live it amongst the dead? Mary. And Mary couldn't catch on to who that voice was at first. And she thought that there was some gardener, you know, come around cleaning the graves. And you know, you got to cut the grave, you know, and stuff like that. So she thought it was the gardener. But Jesus spoke in red and said, Mary. Oh, she got that voice on.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. He said, he that I hold in the palm of my hand, no man can come up.
Yes, sir.
He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I hear them. You know, that was one of his sheep, and she heard the voice of.
Yes, sir.
So what I'm trying to say, New Jerusalem, if you didn't hear the voice of the Lord telling you about your problem, you need to give a hallelujah praise and say, thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Ain't God all right? I said, ain't God all right? But early that morning to that evening, around the ninth hour, in the 17th verse of that chapter, she was talking to the Lord. But the Lord came through those doors after 3 o'clock that evening. The Bible says, Jesus had came in the room. The doors were shut. The doors were shut, and they were gathered together, and they were scared for safety. I don't know about you, but if you're scared for safety, all you got to do is say, Lord, you didn't give me a spirit of fear, but you gave me a spirit of sound mind. You gave me the voice of the Lord Jesus. I need you to help me to go through this storm. Ain't God all right? I said, ain't God all right? Tell me. And tell me that evening Jesus came in. No call. That's what he said. Touch me now because I hadn't sent it to my father yet. But I want you to go and tell them boys to meet me in Galilee. Jesus began to breathe on them disciples and they received the Holy Ghost and they received the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but when you got the Holy Ghost, when people talking about you, you were kind and love them anyway. When you got the Holy Ghost, you don't have to tell nobody that you is a Christian. All you got to do is shine. Shine.
message preached today bless you and has led you to a